Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is recorded on traditional lands. We pay respect to elders past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal, and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may be listening.
That's kind of silly.
Here's the thing, we started out friends. It was cool, but you're a lesbian. Yeah. You're a lesbian.
Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. This is actually our first podcast for 2024.
I'm 2024.
Oh yeah, let's try that really. Let's make one up. You know those videos of that chick and she's like, I'm 2021. This is the intro, so we're gonna make it up on the spot. Okay, ready? I'm 2024 in 2024. I think I'm so sick of trends and memes and shit. The pandemic was 3 years ago and now I'm trying to stay afloat. That was fucking horrific.
Oh my God, but I am going to pre-save that on Spotify. Guys, pre-save that song on Spotify.
But yeah, this is so exciting. We're back for the pod. It's 2024. I know you've all been literally like refreshing your Spotifys wherever you get your fucking podcast from every 2 seconds.
Oh my God, there's been so many DMs. We have so many DMs of people being like, when is it coming back? And I was actually so grateful for that because I actually thought everyone fucking hated it. So I'm actually glad that there's like at least 4 people out there that are like, please bring it back.
I think, to be honest, like part of me obviously wants this podcast to be successful, but part of me wants it to just be like a little thing between us.
Yeah,
and
it's just the silly gang, like Silly Gang Squad,
the silly Billies.
What's the like Logan Paul thing? And he's like, Low Gang for Life.
Oh, yeah, Low Gang.
Silly Gang for Life.
Silly Gang for Life. Fuck, Logan
Rock
Paul.
On.
Remember when...
I don't want to remember him.
Remember when he went to the forest?
Oh!
That was so bad.
I will continuously bring up this thing because there's no amount of apologizing that you can do for that. Sorry, no, that's like the one thing I'm like, no, maybe he can't change.
His apology video, I remember it came out in 2018 as well. And have you seen that apology video?
No, I actually haven't. But I remember people talking about it.
Well, I remember it was so funny because it was the first video. It was posted on like at the very beginning of 2018. And in the video, he looks like a fucking robot. And he's like, I just want to say a massive sorry. And it like literally looks like he's...
I just want to say sorry. Sorry for all the harm that I've caused.
But it was like, it was so funny because like his was like known as being the worst apology video. And then of course in 2023 we had Toxic Gossip Train.
That is honestly Do you know how many times I've seen that video? Genuinely, I've watched it 3 times because it's so funny.
I remember
I watched it in 2x speed.
Me too. Yeah, no, I watched it here for the first time, and I remember I was like, I'm sorry, everyone, I need to take a break to watch this.
Hi.
Not a groomer, just a loser.
The only thing I ever groomed was my 2 Persian cats.
That was like someone wrote and I saw this TikTok and it was like a recap of 2023 and all like the pop culture moments. 2023 was a fucking incredible year for pop culture.
Oh,
I mean,
we
had Will Smith. Was that this? Yeah, that was 2023.
Was Angela Bassett did the thing this year? Like Angela last Bassett, year.
Did the thing. That was 2023.
I love Ariana DeBose like so much. Like she's so talented and that genuinely was like.
It was camp.
I liked it. I don't know why people are actually bullying it for it. I thought it was so good.
It was so camp and everyone was just like confused but having a good time. No, it was hilarious.
Exactly.
You had that. You had the Will Smith slap. You had Toxic Gossip Train.
Wait, do you know that TikTok that's like the, why did Chris Ross slap Chris Ross?
Yeah. Okay, what the flip? Why did Chris Ross clap Chris Ross? That was so fucking fun. What were some more like iconic moments from 2023? Oh, should I find that TikTok?
I almost shat myself one time last year. Actually, that happens fairly regularly.
So that was just to clarify, that wasn't a famous celebrity moment. That was a...
No, that was just me. Like, that was a famous pop culture moment in my life.
In my personal life. As you should, Jess.
IBS acting up.
Oh.
Just letting all you guys know that you're not alone.
You're not alone out there. If you have IBS, you're IB...
You're a part of the silly gang.
I actually don't have IBS.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, I've been diagnosed with silly gang fever.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like if you listen to this podcast, you have silly gang fever.
Do you know what the symptoms are?
What?
Sometimes I just go.
You're so goofy.
Thank you so much.
Sometimes I just go.
Sometimes I just feel like making a noise, you know?
I will say we are.
Like that one.
We are the noise podcast. Like sometimes I'll just be like.
We are.
Sometimes I'll just be like, when your mom makes you do your homework. Oh, frick.
It's almost like we're like walking like onomatopoeia dictionaries or something. Anyway, so let's get into the topic of the week. Enough faffing around.
Yeah.
Okay?
So anyway, to recap, like all jokes aside, 2023 was a slay year for me.
I got a cat.
Yeah, I just got a cat.
I'll never stop talking about it because I love my cat so much.
And the cat's called Marcy. It's quite cute. I keep trying to call over.
She's just sitting Marcy. Marcy! She's just sitting out of frame at the moment. She might run past. Who knows? But anyway, what are we going to talk about, Molly?
Oh, Jess, you know. You fucking know.
Oh.
Jess and I thought this topic would be a good way to start the year.
Yeah.
All right, ready? Do you have the ick or are you just a fucking lesbian?
I don't even know how to start this one because, first and foremost, I'm not... a lesbian. I'm bisexual.
What? What do you mean?
But your
boyfriend. Yeah, I know.
I know.
I'm aware.
But like growing up, I always was with a girl. Like I was always in a lesbian relationship, and then I would like one guy out of a million, sort of vibe.
Well, you thought of, I feel like
for a while I did think that I was a lesbian.
I was gonna say
because I didn't like any guys, and then there was like one or two guys, and I was like, yeah, okay,
right. I think that's like so chill.
Yeah.
I think that's like super awesome.
I think that's okay, girl queen. You do you, boo.
You ate. No cap, all facts. No. On God.
On period blood. no, but that's
a thing that all lesbians love to eat.
Bring a towel. No, but like you're a little bisexual slay queen.
Yeah.
We sound like fucking millennials.
I know.
You are a bisexual queen, and that is so cap.
I'm a part of the alphabet mafia.
What's LGBT?
Nice to meet you.
So Jess is a bisexual, with a
preference for women.
Preference for women, but, and
I'm currently dating a man, though.
Yes.
And the only reason I'm dating him is because he's an absolute 10.
Yeah.
I now understand that if I date a man, he's a 10.
I saw this thing, though, and it was on TikTok, and it was, like, bisexuals talking about their, like, males they're dating. Not this, not you, but, like and other bisexuals were being like, hey, that's not great, because they'd be like, I fucking hate men, but I guess I have a boyfriend. And everyone was like...
No, because it is like, me. It is me. It's like, I literally will
no,
be...
You're not like
No,
that.
I am. Don't lie. I literally, okay, I am that stereotype. Well. Like, I genuinely identify with that, because I walk around and I'm like, oh, I just love women. I love women all the time. And I do everything in support of women. And then sometimes I see my boyfriend and I'm like, fuck you for existing.
Fuck
and then,
yeah.
But then I'm also like,
Yeah, but you know what? We're here to say, I feel like, because sometimes people get really weird being like, if you're bi, you have to be like,
in a polyamorous relationship with both men and women equally all the time.
You have to be 50-50. And it's like, shut the fuck up. Who gives, like, this, shut up! Shut up! if you like women 80% and men 20%, or you like men 1% and women 99%, yeah. Who fucking cares?
Also, have you ever seen a 10 out of 10 man?
No.
Excuse me?
Full stop.
In my house? How dare you
Jason.
Jason is a 10.
Who's another 10 out of 10 celebrity man?
I can't think of any.
Jacob Elordi's pretty hot.
Oh, I was literally, you know what was so funny? We were watching Saltburn and I turned to Jason and I was like, you guys have like very similar features.
Yeah.
Jacob Elordi was like the first person in a while, first celebrity in a while where I've been like, peak. That's peak.
He's so tall.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm not. Thank you so much for burping into the microphone, Molly. I can't wait to edit that out. Anyway, it's the first man in a while where I've been like, that's my type.
Go queen. Go off, girl. You do that. You are so real for that, girl queen.
Thank you.
Molly's the L in LGBTQ.
Yeah. The LGBTQ RSPCA. It's okay, Molly. You're allowed to make that joke.
That's true. I'm part of alphabet. I'm in the alphabet soup. I'm the first letter of the alphabet
soup. The LGBTQI plus YMCA.
YMCA. It's fun to stay at the You Are So Gay. All right. So yeah, today we're going to talk about, do you have the ick or are you just a fucking lesbian?
I interpret this topic as like when I was in high school and I would go on like a mall date, go to the mall or a movie date with like a year nine boy and I was in year nine also. Ugh. And like, I'd be like, why do I hate this? Why am I so like nervous, but like not in a good way? Why does my stomach hurt, but it's not of butterflies? Yeah. Should I not be enjoying this?
Yeah.
Kind of vibe.
Well, I think we should absolutely start back in high school. But that's confusing because what is that, when at the time when you thought you were a lesbian that you had that?
Well, yeah, and also because like I had come to grips with the fact that I liked women, but I also thought that I was a raging bisexual, and my brain at the time was like, oh, I should like men and women equally. That's what bisexual means.
Right.
So my brain, like, I just hadn't really the definition of bisexual, like, that's what people thought it was.
Yeah.
And everyone around me was like, yeah, you like them equally.
Yeah.
You don't have a preference. And so my brain was like, okay, that means I should equally give them a go.
Just on that, like, there's so much, like, I've seen the word, like, biphobia go around. Like, it's true. Like, people being like, oh, like, there's a certain way to be bi. It's like, shut up!
No, that isn't bi.
It's like, no. And people think it needs to be, like, an equal 50-50 split.
But also,
so dumb.
We literally came up, as humans, we came up with the definitions for all of these sexualities. Like, we came up with the rules and the definitions of all these things. Like, there's going to be people as well, regardless of that, that genuinely just don't fit into any of the definitions. So they're not, like, facts of life.
Yeah, literally.
So there's going to be people that don't feel exactly like that one definition. And I feel like the whole label thing, at the time when we were in high school, and correct me if I'm wrong, like, I'm sure you might have felt this way too, but like everyone needed to have the fucking label.
Oh, I didn't. I'm going to take you through the things that I think are like, okay, do you have the ick or may you just be a lesbian? And if you're listening to this and you're like, I don't know, because I feel like that's a very common thing I see on TikTok where it's like, oh my God, am I bi or am I gay? This is from my perspective and I'm going to tell you what I think. All right. First of all, I remember, I'm just going to kind of go story by story, and if this resonates with you, yeah, might be a lesbian doll. yeah, might be gay. Gay.
You're gay.
You are gay. You are gay. So I remember in year seven, I was literally fucking 12. I went to a party and there was a boy there, and this was like the cool party, like all the cool people from like all these different schools were there. We were literally fucking children, we were 12, but it was still, these things were, I feel like, why did it feel like such a big deal though back then?
I know.
It was terrible. Like,
if you're not at Jason's party on the weekend, you're done. You're done.
You're done. If you're not at the party, son, I want to go to the party.
You're not to sit with us anymore.
Son.
We watched Mean Girls last night and now all of the high school troops are coming back to me.
Sad. You can't do this. I want to go to fashion school. Not me quoting my own TikTok. Anyway, there was a boy there, and this motherfucker was like, he was up. It was like cool boy. And I remember I had like straightened my hair for the first time. I was wearing like makeup. Aww. I was kind of like slaying. I was like 12 though. But
that's,
I was like
so cute.
Yeah, I was a bit cute. But yeah, he was there, and I remember like he was like sitting on a bed, and I was like standing over him, and he had these like arms around my legs. Right. It was very like, it was like very like
for year seven.
I know. For fuck, I was like
any physical touch. Like
yeah, I know. And he was like, we were on the bed, and he was like, kiss me. Kiss me. And I was like, I don't think I can. And he was like, no, like kiss me. And then I was like, ah! And then I ran away. And
did you actually scream?
I didn't scream, but I was like, sorry, I have to go. And then I ran away. Yeah, this was a really cool boy. And we were like really young. And like, I was like, oh my God, this is the coolest boy. Mm. But I just couldn't do it. I couldn't kiss him. And yeah. I was like, I just, something in me just couldn't kiss this boy. Looking back, it was the fact that I was a lesbian.
But you didn't know.
I didn't know. But it was like things like that would happen, yeah, right? Yeah. And so that was in year seven. Now we're going to go back to year six. This is just going to be me jumping around from different stories. Then in year six, I have a memory. This isn't really like about like relationships or anything like that or like romantic feelings, but this was just the vibe. And I've literally had this vibe since I was so young. Mm. So I remember when I was in year six, I had like a group of like, it was like fucking primary school in Australia where it was like the cool group was just the girls that could run the fastest.
Yeah 100%.
That was if you wanted to be in the cool group in year six,
you had to have the longest ponytail.
You had to be able to run really fast and like own Smiggle.
Yes.
Like if you owned a pencil,
the bubble ones.
Oh fuck, if you owned a Smiggle pencil case, you were awesome.
Or the ones with all the zips on them.
Oh literally. You could undo all the zips and just have like a fucking long piece of thread.
Oh dude, it was so funny.
Dude, nah, like honestly though,
take me back.
Take me back to year six.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Fuck year six, like disco. I actually would like cut off my arm to go back.
I had the ugliest haircut at my year six disco, and it haunts me to this day.
I didn't. I
started off as an ugly child, and then I became like, I had a glow up. Near the end of high school,
I bumped into someone, and they said the worst thing they could have possibly ever said to me. They were like, "You look exactly the same from when you were 10." I was like, "I'm gonna kill myself."
You literally don't.
To be fair, I don't think
you look like the same person.
Yeah, I don't. But I don't think I've.
You don't look 10 though.
Maybe I do. But yeah, maybe I.
Do you mean my idea? Do you mean my anti-aging cream is not working? What do you mean? Yeah,
what do you mean?
I'm supposed to look 5.
But then in year six, this was my whole point. I remember, like, yeah, I was in this like group with like this group of girls. And I remember there was like the group of boys in fucking primary school. Oh, fucking yeah, take me back. Whenever I was around them, the boys, and it would be a situation where I wasn't around the girls and I was just around the boys, I felt so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't know what to say. This feels so awkward.
It's like low-key panicking territory.
And you know what it is? What? It's, you said it before. It's like the feeling of being like nervous, excited, and like nervous.
Panicked
are quite similar.
Yeah.
And often there's not enough.
Yeah. You don't. No, your brain actually does get like tricked up about those feelings. Yes. That's why like, I remember whenever I used to get nervous, my mum would be like, just pretend that you're excited.
Yes.
Try and pretend that you're excited. Because your body, like, it's something like your body mistakes being nervous for being excited.
No,
and
it's
vice versa. Like they,
that.
Yeah, they think, because you have the same like physical symptoms for both of them. The reason that people are in two minds about how they feel about certain people, it's because they can't actually decipher whether they're nervous around the person in a bad way or they're excited around the person and nervous and also nervous about that.
Exactly. And I think that's been such a common, I know that sounds like, that's a bit of a blast from the past, but like But like even in like year six, like I remember literally being like 11 or 12 and being like, around men, I feel like my nervous system is in chaos.
Yeah.
That has been the most common thing and continues to now, where around men, I'd be like, why the fuck can't I just relax?
Yeah.
I don't feel comfortable. I feel stressed and I feel anxious. And it was like that as well. I think that's often as well why some people who are like lesbians get confused, because they're like, but I feel chill around girls. A lot of people as well, I just want to say, like a lot of people have said online, they're like, I don't know how to talk to women. I feel really stressed around women. Yeah. But for me, like, yes, okay, if I was on a date with someone or something, I might be like more stressed. But in general, just talking to girls as friends.
Because you also know that they get it. They've been through the same like female experiences that you've been
exactly.
through. So you don't feel as like
nervous. Exactly. And that was like such a, so like even from such a young age, I was like, that's so weird. Like, I just don't feel like I can just like be and exist. Yeah. So if that's like, if you feel that.
I literally felt that. That resonated with me so much. Because like, I remember being in high school and there would be certain guys, like I went to an all girls high school. Huh. But like anytime.
Gay!
That, which like was worse, to be honest, because it means I wasn't exposed to like experiences with male like presenting people like over high school. So like anytime I would see them, it would be at a party or an environment where I was already nervous. And then I would see guys and I would just like, there'd be several times where I'd leave and go home and have a panic attack right afterwards and be like, oh my God, I was so weird because I just couldn't act. Because and I took that as like, oh, I'm just so boy obsessed. I just love boys so much that they make me so nervous. But like half the time it's just like, I didn't know what to do because I didn't like being around them.
Yeah.
It was like, I'm sorry, but like, and also not having that experience.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to like have an environment where I can like chill and be around a dude.
Exactly.
But the thing is, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, this is good.
The thing is like the environment in which I learnt to act around men was during theater. And that is not a great place to learn how to be around men, because then you have the standard of like gods, because they're all gay.
Yeah.
Half of them are gay. Yeah. And then all of the straight ones are like, have been snatched up because every woman in theater is like, oh my God, straight tenor boy.
Yeah,
straight
tenor
boy, where is
straight
he?
Oh, he so can hit the E in Santa Fe. Get over here.
Oh my God, he sounds just like Jeremy Jordan.
Santa Fe. No, the guy comes in and he's ready. There's a male like tenor. He'll walk into rehearsal not having warmed
up. I'm alive. I'm so.
And he like won't warm up. He'll walk in and he'll just do like, I shit you not, the bare fucking minimum. And every girl will be like, oh fuck.
God. Yeah. But they all, but this is the thing, like all of the straight tenor boys, they get like, they get
mad
snatched
puss.
Up. So that means like, you know, you don't have any options in terms of romance. So it's a chill environment, right?
Yeah.
Because you're making friends with all these nice men
that
are gay. So they're not a threat.
Yeah.
You don't think that they're going to do anything weird to you, right? Because they're gay. And you end up having lovely chats. Like I have a lot of nice gay friends now because of theater. Hi, Marcy.
Oh God, so the cat just
came
behind.
Ran behind me.
Meow. The cat was like, I heard the word pussy.
Literally. Oh, pussy. She's like, wait, I'm a lesbian. Anyway, so guys confirmed my cat is a lesbian.
Oh my God, I'm so proud of you, Marcy. Thank you for coming out.
Marcy, do you think that you have the ick or are you a lesbian?
It's giving
silence. Anyway, but yeah, so you make friends with all these lovely gay men and then you go out into the real world for a second to a club or like whatever. And then like, you're like, oh yeah, no, this is why I'm scared of men.
Yeah.
And this is why I feel nervous around men. It's because they're scary a lot of the time.
Yeah. But I also think men, like straight men in theater are, okay, not always. Fuck me. Just want to preface that.
Yeah, not
Jesus
always.
Jesus fucking Christ. But sometimes it is better because at least they're like a bit more creative and like chill.
Well, yeah. I mean, they've come to terms with the fact that they're about to do a show where they have to sing and dance and act silly on stage.
Yeah.
So they're never usually like the most threatening men.
Yes, but they can. But they're also some straight.
But also not all men.
Yeah, but no, but some theatre boys can be fucked. But yeah, so absolutely. But yeah, so and then in high school, this is where I feel like if you look back on your high school experiences, it can be really interesting looking back and being like, oh, I was gay.
I know. And like being like, oh, that was so simple. If only I had thought about the situation that way, I would have realized that it was incredibly simple.
I saw this tweet and it was like me in high school choosing any random man to have a crush on, even though I'd never spoken to him, had nothing in common with him. And
building up that fantasy in your head. It's a manic crush thing. It's Remember when we spoke about the manic crush thing?
Yeah.
Like it's literally that. And it's also half the time, those manic crushes for me were just like so that other girls would pay attention to me.
Yes.
Because like literally, if I had a chance of getting with a guy, I wanted the girls to notice me.
Yeah.
That's literally, and it's so funny when you look back at that and be like,
gay.
Yeah.
But it was so interesting because like this is where it gets fucking complicated, in my opinion. So in high school, I would not choose, but there'd be the girls everyone had a crush on. And I was like, oh, and to be fair, at the time I was confused because I was like, oh, like I do like think I like this guy. But the problem was I liked them. This is such a thing I think lesbians have. It's like liking a guy from a distance. It's like you like
the idea of them.
It's like, oh, like they're so cool and stuff. Like, yeah. I like them. And like, you know, they might be like conventionally attractive. So you can, you're gay. You're not fucking blind. So you can be like, oh, they're, I can see they're hot.
Yeah.
But then the thing was, and this happened a lot with me, where it's like, then when I would actually have a conversation with them, I'd be like, it was that thing where I was like, oh, I feel really panicked and nervous.
Yeah.
But I didn't realize at the time because, like, again, there wasn't much like representation when I was I went from high school. I was in high school from 2011 to 2016. And obviously,
which is kind of a cursed period.
Yeah. It was fucking, it was the Tumblr period.
Yeah.
So like, it was like things were getting obviously better, but like there was still like TikTok wasn't around and like.
Yeah. And also, like, if you were a lesbian, you had to, like, if you weren't, like, a stereotype, like, if you weren't the lesbian that had all of, like, the feathers in their hair and, like, wore, like emo clothes, like, you weren't, like, if you were a lesbian and you weren't, like, grunge.
Yeah.
Or, like.
Everyone was like, what? You had to be, like, a.
You couldn't just be, like, yourself.
Yeah.
And also,
exactly.
You had to fit the stereotype.
Literally.
And I remember, like, I literally did that. Like, there was a solid, like, couple years where, like, I just was like, okay, well, I guess I have to fit this stereotype. And so I wore flannels all the time and I wore heaps of eyeliner and I was like, literally, like, looks like Janice from Mean Girls, like, constantly. And then
constantly,
at some point, constantly. And then I remembered, like, at some point, I was like, no, actually, I like pink and I like to wear skirts and dresses. And why did I do that?
Well, that's the thing people often think. Like, I saw this TikTok and it was like me, like, how I dressed before I came out, and it was this guy and he was just wearing, like, he was gay and he was like just wearing a normal shirt and shorts. And he was like, how I dressed before I came out, how I dressed after. And it was exactly the same.
Yeah.
And I just think it's cool because, like, if for some people they feel like, okay, I dressed a certain way because I was trying to hide myself, and then they explore more of like a kind of like different look. I think that's fucking great. But I do think there is this thing that people sometimes feel. I felt it as well, where it was like, you have to dress a certain way. Spoiler alert, you don't.
You can wear whatever you want.
You don't have to do anything. But yeah, on that. So, but this is what I was going to say. Like, yeah, so in high school, like, I would literally, like, it was also that thing as well, I think, of like wanting to be accepted. And it was like, all right, if I have a crush on a guy, then you tell everyone you have a crush. It's like exciting and it's
everyone
fun.
Was so obsessed with like who has a crush on.
Yeah, who likes who, like who. And it like felt.
And if you didn't, you, it like felt like you weren't normal.
Yes. In terms of like ick, we might do another episode on this because there's a lot to unpack.
I like
we've only gotten up to high school.
Yeah.
This was what made it really difficult for me, at least. In high school, I was mid. Like, not in a mean way. I just like wasn't like.
You were going through puberty.
I was going through puberty. I had braces. I would always like. I also had literal. So there's a skin picking disorder and it's called dermatillomania, and it essentially means you like pick at your skin all the time.
Yeah.
So I literally have that, and I've had that. I realized it was like related to my ADHD, which is where like since I was like
it's like a habit thing.
It's literally called a body focus repetitive behavior, which is where you just pick at your skin all the time.
And I have the same thing with my nails. Like I would sometimes bite my nails until like my nail beds are just bleeding. Like,
it's fucked.
I have half a nail on.
And it's so people often think it's a habit, but it's actually like
it's nervous kind of behavior.
Yeah, like it's a very...
I'm trying to say like nervous tick, but I feel like tick is not the right word I'm looking for, but it's like, it's kind of like a behavior.
Is
what's it called?
Well, it's a way to self-soothe. For a couple of seconds when you pick at like a scab or something or like a pimple.
It's the dopamine as well.
It calms you down and then afterwards you're like, got shame
depressed.
And stuff. But I had that in school. So like my skin, and I didn't know, there was no information on fucking skin picking at the time. There still is
So you internally thought that you were a freak.
Yeah. I just was like, I picked my skin all the time. There was not enough information on it. I was like, I had braces. Like I just.
Yeah. You were literally just a girl.
But the thing was in high school was that made it really difficult is I wanted the guys to fucking like me. I wanted to be fucking liked by these guys, and they never fucking liked me. And
why did you want to be liked?
Because male
the guys.
Validation, and that's the thing, and that's what made it. Really,
I thought so.
And that, yeah, I fucking knew it. But that's what made it really difficult, right?
Yeah.
Because in high school, I wanted these boys to fucking like me. But then, can I just say, oh my god, sorry, this is okay. Can I just say, it's so funny because at the time you're like, I want all of them to like me, and then you see them like after school,
and you're like,
oh, what the. Fuck. And I remember
what did you do after
it was like
high
school? Someone peaked in year nine, but like yeah, it's literally like
you were wanting that male validation, yeah. And your brain was mistaking that for I must like them romantically.
And that's been such a common thing where like in school, like I was like, and I remember like crying over boys and whatever because I was like, it actually wasn't that I wanted to be in a relationship with them. It was like, I want you to think I'm fucking attractive, and none of these fucking boys have ever found me hot in school.
It's literally, you just want their opinion.
And
innately, societally, blah, blah, systemically.
Society.
Everyone wants like...
That meme of Ross in Friends dressed as the Joker, and he's like, society. That is my life.
Literally, but it's like, everyone just wants... The validation. Everyone just wants the male validation 100%. To get them through the day. All platonic. It's literally just, I need you to tell me that I'm hot.
Yes.
And then you can go away.
Yeah. And then you can fuck off. And then like, because in school, like there were like lists of like who's hot and who's not there. There was like the same people. I know, it was fucked.
That's
it was
rude.
It was traumatic. And like, I remember like because of that and because in high school, like I never felt like I got that male validation. It was like I constantly craved it because I was like, I fucking need it. And then like that made everything really confusing because then I was like, I did because I didn't have because that self-worth was sort of and that self-belief was lacking.
Yeah.
I just was like chasing men.
I feel that. And it's like it's funny when you're a teenage girl because you can't just go up to your dad and be like, Dad, am I pretty? Because he's going to be like, why are you asking me that? Like some dads will be like, of course you are, sweetie. But then some dads like my dad will be like,
huh?
Why are you talking to me about something? That's weird. Go away.
But yeah, like that, but that whole thing and like school and like, I literally think there's no, cause like I saw this, I posted about that before being like, I'm a lesbian who craves male validation. And I love making TikToks about that because I always
it's
get-
It's so true.
Yeah, and I get people in the comments who like identify as lesbian. They're like, me, I relate, me, me. And it's like-
it's a universal experience.
Well, it's, and it's if you're like gay and it's like, if you're a lesbian, you get it. And I also think it's like, we are literally brainwashed from the age of zero to literally believe that we should be with men. It's getting better, but that like straight
it's far
sort of
from like it's there's been small little wins.
Yeah,
obviously. Yeah, far from.
But it's that like especially when we were younger, it
you're
was
so
like
right.
It was really like you're hammered so right. into us. Like
it's really pink and blue, pink and blue.
Yeah,
I feel like our
gender reveal. For my, this is my little baby, Mikaylee Ann. Can I just fucking say, sorry, gender reveals. What
can they, suck my dick?
They are fucking horrendous. When you see like, and it's like the woman's called like Mikaylee Ann and the guy's called like Dean.
I thought you were about to say the girl's called Macaulay Culkin.
The girl's called Macaulay Culkin and she's in Home Alone. But the girl's called like Mikaylee Ann and the guy's called like
Steve.
And they're like, this is our gender reveal party.
And then they'll like get like a fucking helicopter to like fucking like pour powder, like blue powder over like a forest and be like, it's a boy. And then like
and all the gas emissions. Like,
yeah, they'll
the
be like, oh, we don't care about the climate because our boy, little baby Brucey Hall is
little baby Brent.
Our little baby Brent is due. And it's like, fucking stop.
And also like. I'm about to tell you like the ideal gender reveal,
okay?
In quotation marks, okay? So hear me out before you cancel me. Gender reveals can suck my dick, first of all. They're so stupid. They're so bad for the environment a lot of the time. And also, one thing I hate is when you see a gender reveal and the cannon goes off or whatever, and then it's like pink, and then the dad starts like revolting. He's like, I wanted a fucking boy! And he gets like fully pissed. Those are so embarrassing. Like, what the hell? You should not be having a child.
I actually think it's good, though, for people to do gender reveal videos because it does reveal how fucked your husband
is.
It
reveals who should have the custody. anyway... I think the best way to have a gender reveal that's like a massive fuck you to like gender reveals in general that like are like really bad for the environment and also just the concept of it.
Weird.
I think you should do the cake one where they like slice into the cake and it reveals a color, but you slice into the cake and instead of revealing a color, it just says in icing like what genitals they're going to have when they're born. So it just says vagina. And then like in brackets, like maybe in case they... they're born and they're like, wait, I don't identify with having a vagina.
Yeah, they're like,
you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, that's why it's weird. It's like they grow up and be like,
exactly. Just like, I think we should all start doing that though when our generation starts having children, yeah. So that like we can just weed out all of the weirdos that are like,
yeah,
like it's just
gender reveal for my baby McKillian.
Yeah, it's just a protest.
This is my baby McKillian. She's gonna be so great.
That's what it is. It's a protest. It's just a protest because gender reveals are fucking stupid. Because imagine having this huge gender reveal and you're like, oh, we're having a boy. Oh my god! And then your boy gets to about like 7 years old and they're like, I am a girl.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, that's really embarrassing for me because so I had a weird ass gender reveal.
We spent $4 million on a gender reveal.
We spent $4 million on a military plane to fly over our to drop McMansion blue bombs. To drop blue bombs all over the city and scare all of the rabbits. War vets that live at the retirement village 2 miles away.
Anyway, to summarize.
It's okay if you think that you have the ick. It's okay to think that you're a lesbian. But
no, it's not.
If you're listening to this podcast, I'm going to assume that you're probably a lesbian.
Sorry. Actually, not sorry. No,
this is an assumption.
Being a lesbian is silly. It's fine.
I'm willing to concede that I'm wrong, listener, but I don't feel like you'd be here.
I always think that as well. It's like, if you're doing a quiz, guess what? My friend said this to me. It's so funny. She was like, because here's the thing. Straight people don't do quizzes to find out if they're gay because they just know they're straight.
Yeah. And look, I did those quizzes when I was younger.
And are you gay?
Yeah.
But like literally, like if you do a fucking quiz and you're looking up the quiz, chances are you're probably gay. No, but I just want to say as well to finish, do you have the ick or are you lesbian? I think how you were in high school does impact how you are today. And yeah. I have learned that the really depressing way.
Gotcha.
My relationship with how I felt I was as a person. Even like I was like, oh, I was mid in high school. It's like, that's not very nice. No. Like, but it goes very deep to be like,
yeah.
And I do think.
The Tumblr era had an effect on us.
Yeah. There was like gay Tumblr. I just never knew. I just didn't know. I didn't know. I only realized when I was like 17-ish. I was like, hang on.
And hang on a minute.
And I didn't even think I was a lesbian. I thought I was bisexual for like 4.5 years. Yeah. But I always was like, I'm bi, but then it felt wrong saying.
I remember you posting on Instagram saying that you're bisexual.
Yeah.
And then like, I remember being like, nah. Like, I'm not going to lie. I know that you shouldn't assume.
No, I know.
But I genuinely, no, when you did that, I was like.
I remember saying like, I'm bi, and it just, the word didn't feel right in my mouth.
Yeah, you like threw up after you said it. You're like, I'm bisexual.
I'm just,
and I was like, you're lesbian and like flowers come out of your ears.
Lesbian.
But yeah,
lesbian.
But we're gonna do another episode on this because I feel like that's a lot. We'll, you know what? We'll consider that like the primary school / high school ep.
Yeah,
and then we will
go into our like, awful after high school experiences.
We'll talk about adulting.
I just did a thing. I just sucked a.
Sucked a tit for the first time.
I sucked a tit and I liked it. Okay, bye. Love you.
Hey guys, thanks for listening. Don't forget to give us a rating on Spotify or wherever you're listening to this, and follow our TikTok and Instagram at Kinda Silly Podcast. Stay silly.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.